Sri Lankan police have arrested more than 75 people in connection with the Easter Sunday attacks. It's still believed a local group carried out the attacks but had help, possibly from ISIS, which has claimed responsibility. But the local aspect is becoming clearer. CNN's Ivan Watson broke the story that one of the suspected suicide bombers, who along with his brother died in the attacks, had been arrested and released before. The two were the sons of a wealthy, well-known Sri Lankan spice trader. Ivan Watson joins us now from Colombo. And Ivan, why was the son arrested and released earlier?
There was an alleged training camp in the north of the country that police raided back in January and found around 100 kilograms of explosives there, arrested a number of people. Among them is this man, Ilham Ibrahim, whose father is this wealthy Sri Lankan spice merchant named Mohammed Ibrahim. We've heard from a high-level government source here in Sri Lanka that the police had Ilham Ibrahim on a four-month detention order, but he was released after a week after some political pressure. And months later, he and his brother Insath were two of the suicide bombers on Easter Sunday. Ilham, we're told, blew up the Cinnamon Hotel. Their father, Mohammed, has since been arrested as part of the wave of arrests, and he is accused of aiding and abetting terrorists. What is really striking about this is there are photos out there of the father, Mohammed Ibrahim, meeting with government ministers here. Mm. He was a wealthy, well-connected man, and his sons were wealthy and well-connected as well.
Yeah, and I'm looking at one photo, the father standing by beaming while one of the sons, who was an alleged bomber, is shaking the hand of a government minister. That's in 2016. And would you just briefly touch on, there was another explosion at his huge, sprawling compound home involving a woman in the family, and it killed three police officers.
That's right. Hours after the initial wave of coordinated, synchronized suicide bomb attacks, police were investigating this residence that belongs to the Ibrahim family. And there were further suicide bomb attacks involving the wife of one of the suicide bombers. Mm-hmm. And then we have heard reports that a sister was killed there, suggesting to me that they were anticipating some kind of police intervention at that location. Mm-hmm. I might just point out one other detail. I interviewed the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Rahil Wickremesinghe, earlier today, and he said he thinks he may have met this spice merchant, Mohammed Ibrahim, at business functions in the past.
Well, he also told you that a number of the suspected bombers were upper and middle class, well-educated, some of them educated abroad. A number had been under surveillance. I mean, just briefly, Ivan, I'm imagining this is adding to the rage in Sri Lanka that something was missed here.
The Prime Minister himself calls it a breakdown on the part of the security apparatus. I would argue it's a systemic one. There were warnings coming from different sectors of Sri Lankan society and from Indian intelligence about this terrorist plot. And there's anger among victims and survivors at the government for not adequately protecting them. As of now, you have a defense secretary who has resigned. I've got to wonder if there's going to be any kind of criminal investigation.
CNN's Ivan Watson in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Ivan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.